The Anthrogeek, reporting live on the campus of Fresno State. Just completed a class attempting to educate or inculcate or illustrate notions of induction to a heavily deductive audience. And I use that term loosely. Although they were anthropology majors, and although this was a theory class, they, being Westerners, in the sense that they're from the Western world, are sadly entrapped in a world that is far too reliant on the assumption that deduction is correct. So I was trying to teach using Abraham Kaplan and his great work. I forget the name of the book, but I just had them read the first chapter of this book. And like Thomas Kuhn, he debunks notions of scientific methodology, shoots holes in it, with the goal of bringing people to the awareness that truth is relative, you could say. But it's not as simple as that either. And I've tried to teach this for years. Last weekend I tried to teach it to doctoral students, and I seemed to crash and burn. Tonight I think I had a bit more success, actually. I'm blogging about an attempt I made last week at doing the same thing using optical delusions. And so that might bring some clarity, these delusions, to this challenge that I keep coming back to. How far can we push induction to better sharpen our deductive endeavors? The Anthrogeek, out.